it's a really unique project because it's looking at the preservation and development of the tourism route around basking sharks, for example, the marine wildlife that we have here, and sort of connecting that as well with the Wild Atlantic Way. The National Parks and Wildlife Association have been involved in the submission of this project application, along with Donegal County Council's EU unit.
Is it a case of us knowing what's there and marketing it, or do we have to assess it first? What's the next route?
Yeah, the project will involve several elements, one of which will be the research and the documentation of the wildlife and species that we have here. And part of the goal of this project as well is to look at preservation and conservation, I suppose, of those species and the route. There'll be mapping involved of the Sea Europe route. We're working along with several member states, including Spain, the UK, Italy and Croatia. So we'll be connecting with them in terms of promotion and marketing of the route. We're looking at, I suppose, people that have an interest in biodiversity and wildlife and experience in the real outdoors of our coastal areas, which are so rich and vibrant that it's quite a wide target audience.
And one would hope if there is a demand there, well, then there are going to be, that we need people that would offer trips or that type of thing. So there could be job creation as well as a boost to tourism income.
Yes, that would be a goal of this project. It's really for the County Council here in Donegal. It's part of a wider economic strategy that we're looking to develop more jobs and create employment and look at the development of our economy. And we feel that maritime tourism and development of routes along that line are very much a part of that future strategy. The Council actually has joined FEDATON recently, which is the European Federation of Nautical Tourism. And that network that we've built there has been really vital in forming these projects.